In the face of growing fixed costs, the Philadelphia School District needs an additional $85 million in order to maintain existing services for the next school year. And those are services that Superintendent William Hite says are woefully inadequate. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. In order to provide each student a high-quality education, Hite has asked for $300 million from both the city and state. Soon facing its last meeting of the fiscal year, City Council met today to hash out what it intends to do to help city schools. WHYY senior education reporter Kevin McCrory was there and joins me now live with an update. So, Kevin, what does City and Council intend to do?
Well, let's say this to start, Dave. It's complicated, and in the end, the numbers are a source of contention. But here's what happened today. No bills were voted upon. Members gave a favorable recommendation to three measures that would raise new revenue. City property taxes would be increased by 4.5%. Use and occupancy taxes would be boosted a little bit, and the tax on parking would also see a hike. So in total, council says these measures would rake in $70 million for schools. The school district had been hoping that the city would find a way to deliver about $100 million.
Now, hold on. Didn't Mayor Michael Nutter have a plan to raise property taxes? Where does that stand?
Right. Nutter had been seeking a property tax increase about double what council called for today. That plan would have given the school district pretty much everything it asked for and then a little more. But council members felt this would be too much of a burden on city residents, so they decided to cut Nutter's number in half and partially supplement it in other ways.
Okay, so the bottom line, the way I'm reading it, is if you own property in the city, it became clear today that your bills are going up. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's no doubts there. But here's where it starts to get tricky. From the school district's point of view, there's actually another wrinkle here. The property tax hike will generate $50 million, but only half of that automatically goes to schools. Council controls the other half. Council leadership says it will give those funds to the district, but there may be strings attached. So essentially, based on today's action, council really only devoted $45 million to schools, and it can now say, hey, we've got another $25 million here for you, and if you do X, Y, and Z to our liking, maybe you can have it. Former Governor Tom Corbett did a similar thing to the school district in 2013, where he ended up withholding millions that drastically reduced the number of available school guidance counselors for the first 6 weeks of classes.
Lots of numbers, Kevin. Help me with the arithmetic. Does it all add up to the school district needing to make more cuts next year?
This is where it comes down to a little bit of a he said between Superintendent William Hite and Council President Darrell Clark. Hite is only counting the money that has been absolutely guaranteed to the district, which, yes, assuming no other aid, would cause more cuts. Clark counts the whole $70 million plus an additional $30 million he's betting on from the sale of commercial property tax liens. Both the district and the Nutter administration say it's not smart to bank on lien sales. The city hasn't done it for a while, and they say the projections at this point are really shaky. Clark insists that, though, count the lien sales, and you'll see that we have actually raised $100 million for schools today.
I'm not going to be drawn into a tit for tat with Dr. Hite. We, again, have stepped to the plate, unlike any other stakeholder in this, and provided revenue for the school district. We are now exceeding the $400 million mark over the last 4 years.
So Hite says only $45 million is guaranteed, not $100 million. So that means his team must begin to plan for more downsizing.
There's nothing left in the district to cut. So there's nothing left to cut, I mean, and because of all of the things that we've done to date, the only vehicle we would have, hypothetically, if we had to do this, was a class size increase. And a class size increase means layoffs.
Kevin, let's look to the west. How does the state budget battle in Harrisburg play into this?
It's huge, Dave. You know, Governor Wolf has a proposed budget that would give the district $160 million in additional recurring funds. Republican leaders there in the House and Senate, they have their own priorities. So, you know, we could be in for a very long summer of negotiations in Harrisburg. And in the meantime, city and school officials, they'll be advocating there in Harrisburg. But they can, like I said, they can only count the money that's been absolutely guaranteed. And that means more cuts could be on the way if things are just the way they are right now.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY senior education reporter Kevin McCrory on NewsWorks Tonight.